Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council adopted a resolution at a special council meeting Tuesday requesting the commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to allow the Eastside Setnet Fishery an additional opportunity to harvest sockeye salmon during this 2022 season. The legislation was sponsored by all members of the City Council except for City Mayor Brian Gabriel, who had to recuse himself from deliberation and the vote for having participated in the fishery since the late 80s. A majority of those who testified spoke in favor of the resolution, simply asking for an opportunity to harvest the sockeye salmon this year. Senate President Peter Michicki told the Kenai City Council,
"A portion of that would be nice to have this winter for basic survival. It's a tough year. Inflation's affecting all of us, and it's certainly affecting everyone in this room. But it adversely affects every business on the Kenai, whether they want to admit it or not. It simply does."
Kenai Representative Ron Gillum echoed similar sentiment.
"If we don't have the fish, shut everybody down, get the fish in the river, and then go back to fishing."
Doug Vincent Lang, commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, previously told KSRM that because the late-run Kenai River King Salmon fishery was closed on the 17th, it resulted in an automatic closure of the Eastside Setnet fishery under the paired restrictions within the late-run Kenai River King Salmon plan, adding that they'll remain closed until the department can project to meet the late-run Kenai King goal. And in responding to recent calls to open the Eastside Setnet fishery, Brian Marston with the Division of Commercial Fisheries recently told KSRM,
"We follow the management plans, and currently the management plans have closed them. You know, we do have a lot of sockeye in the district, and I see where that sentiment is coming from. They want to harvest the abundant sockeye, but currently the regulations limit the fisheries based on king salmon abundance."
With the in-season assessment that was held earlier this week, Marston wrote that management of the Upper Sub-District Set Gillnet and Commercial District Drift Gillnet Commercial Fisheries will not change. President Joe Biden approved a disaster declaration for the major landslide that affected parts of the Kenai Peninsula earlier this year, specifically the Lowell Point landslide. The declaration orders federal assistance to supplement state, tribal, and local recovery efforts in the Lowell Point community that was affected by the May 7th landslide. Brent Alberg with the Kenai Peninsula Borough Office of Emergency Management tells KSRM,
"What it means is that FEMA will be able to help sustain some of the reimbursable costs. And typically how that works is that the state has to provide documentation to meet the funding thresholds that then are provided to the president for consideration. And the landslide is in addition to other disasters that happened at the same time. So the state was able to make that a combination of area-wide impacts that was submitted, and that was how they were able to meet those thresholds."
Alberg said the disaster declaration doesn't really change anything at the Kenai Peninsula borough level.
"We've still submitted our cost for reimbursement. It's just now the funding source has changed so that typically, as I'd said before, 75% of it will be reimbursed through FEMA, and then 25% of the cost will be reimbursed through the state Division of Homeland Security."
Alberg provides an update on the area where the landslide was.
"Definitely a monitoring status. This is impacting certainly our community of Lowell Point, but also those individuals who work either in Lowell Point or in Seward, use the road for their daily needs and essential services. Services, working in conjunction with the city, how we are going to be looking at long-term mitigation projects is equally important, which we are staying in regular contact as far as what that's going to look like and how we revisit that this fall. And then most importantly, that we keep the community engaged so that they're part of the mitigation process as well."
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.